Well, if you want to understand the killer, the most important place to start is with the victims. And what we can immediately see is that he had no relationship to the killers. A workplace mass shooter knows his victims.
And they want to see the victim,
and
right?
They want to destroy, annihilate the workplace. It's another key point. The family mass shooter knows the family, wants to annihilate the family. The criminal enterprise wants to kill the gang. So it's a stranger mass homicide. And a stranger mass homicide happens for one of two reasons. Either a person acting for a cause, or a person acting because he wants to transcend notoriety and kill as many people as possible, like a James Holmes. However,
James Holmes, who was the Aurora shooter.
And you worked
on that case.
Yes. Here's the thing. Shooting for notoriety's sake and nothing more is a young man's crime. And this is a 64-year-old with no dramatic mental illness, no major decline, someone who's intact. I think if we want to understand what's behind the crime, we should look at James Hodgkinson, the shooter of Congressman Scalise, because that crime itself was intended to be a spectacle and of much bigger scope. Imagine this. What he intended to do, Hodgkinson, was not only kill all of those lawmakers,
Republicans,
but in doing so, we would have had to have special elections to replace all of them. And if it weren't for the security people who intercepted him, you had all kinds of congressmen and lawmakers in a dugout, defenseless, who would have been mowed down. My point is, a spectacle is either designed to cause some derivative impact or to instigate some cause discussion. So the point is, he's an older man, there's no definable mental history or decline, and yet it happens now. Now, if there is a cause, there will be a manifesto, there will be a communication with the television or other kind of media or social media, it will be out there. If there's nothing to necessarily tie him to a cause, then instigating is enough. And that's exactly what the parallel is with another older man's crime, Hodgkinson, spectacle crime, just like the person who flew a plane into the IRS. People who commit crimes for notoriety alone are young, and he's not.
What about genetics? Because his dad was on the FBI most wanted list, was a bank robber.
Well, the genetics of psychopathy are, you know, of course, 50% we inherit roughly. But in terms of the genetics of psychopathy, they may be as important as environment.